Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
And now we're back with Testing Report Part 2. We were reviewing Williams and we'll pick up right over there with all great stuff to come from Toro Rosso, McLaren and other great teams. But before that, let me tell you that you can tune into this show at Audioboom, iTunes and YouTube. YouTube with visuals, so please check us out there. And let's pick up the show just where we left off. Let's go to the most beautiful looking car on the grid, the Toro Rosso. We have to say it's the most beautiful looking car.
To him. Okay. It's purple.
It's blue.
It's blue, purple, yeah, bluish, which looks purple in some lights.
Okay. here's the thing from what we got from testing was this is the closest aerodynamic car which comes to Mercedes. This is a very Mercedes stock car before the bits came in. Okay. However, it has a Renault engine. I don't know how it's going to perform. They got Danny Kvyat in the car and Carlos Sainz, and the car looks good. It can compete with Force India for the fourth position.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward for that.
It's also Adrian Newey design, so yeah.
Yay. The wizard of aerodynamic.
Yeah, the wizard of aerodynamics.
Yeah. Hey, here comes the yellow pants.
Yeah. So let's move on to Renault. Before we break down the car, we have to remind everybody that they still have to update their back wing after FIA called it illegal. You know this bit in the wing? Well, let me put out a picture, right? This one. This bit in their wing is attached to the back end of the car, which is completely illegal. Renault went...
Why?
It's illegal. It's not in the regulation. It's illegal.
You can't just put something like that.
You can't attach your wing to your back end and the fin. Okay? They did that. They also had reliability issues with their engine. They had major reliability issues with their engine. And they say that they're confident that they're going to fix it. However, Hülkenberg says scoring points will be very difficult for Renault.
Yeah, Hülkenberg should talk about why he joined Renault now. Yeah.
Yeah, because...
We'll be laughing here in our pink cars.
Okay, so they have a dyno problem.
They have a dinosaur on loose.
No, dyno problem. I do not know. They have affects the performance of the cars. They have a dyno problem in the car, which is causing a whole lot of engine reliability issues. So let's see what happens with Renault. Because Renault came in guns blazing and said they're going to take the fourth position from Force India.
Because we have more money.
Yeah,
money.
Well, we can keep throwing money over there.
Question is that what happens to Renault and the two other Red Bulls who are using their engine?
Every Red Bull, Toro Rosso, Renault,
Toro Rosso,
and Red Bull are using Renault engines.
Exactly.
So let's see what happens with the engine. But they can always update the engine. Let's see what happens. Okay, Sauber. It's a beautiful looking car. It's a stock car.
It's not fast. You said that it's a basic car.
Yeah, it also has the last year Ferrari engine.
Please. The team is doing, what the hell?
The team is doing really horribly. They need to get their finances right. And they need to get some title sponsors, you know, to make things right.
Somebody hug their team manager.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not make that joke.
Yeah, let's... No, she's a poor girl. Let's move on to the orange car.
See the...
Honda.
Other horrible color of this season.
Yeah, the McLaren.
But you come second, orange. Pink is the first.
Come on.
Most horrible color on...
At least they put... Okay.
Can you disagree? Can you?
I'm the old school Force India guy.
that. You know, don't you feel cheated? It used to be, come on. They started testing and there was this beautiful car with a weird nose. But the only problem was the nose. And now they added the color. Oh my God.
Okay, let's come back to McLaren.
Okay, McLaren.
Yeah. Okay. Honda completely redesigned their engine package for McLaren. And now it doesn't work. Okay. It's low on performance. It keeps breaking down. And now Fernando Alonso is talking about leaving McLaren.
As you say, as you see in the show, we go from very good news to really bad teams.
What am I supposed to say? McLaren is a if it's not a title contender, it's supposed to be a serious midfield contender. They fired Ron Dennis. They changed the car into orange. They changed the name of the car, made it an MCL something, and now their engines don't work again. The way they're going to end up under Sauber. That's McLaren.
Well.
Yeah.
Quite. This season is going to be very interesting. You know, I'm looking forward for it. When's the race coming? Did they announce?
It's next week. This Sunday. This Sunday. Yes, this Sunday.
This Sunday? No. Yeah, next Sunday.
Next. This Sunday. Saturday, that's Sunday. When the video will go out.
2 days. 2 days, Bala Sunday. Really?
No. When the video will go out.
Okay. You'll know when Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
So just keep on subscribing and following us. You'll know it's Sunday.
Yeah, we'll tell you. Yeah. We'll tell you. Follow us on Twitter. She's at Ipsa_Bhatnagar.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm at Ishan Lalit. Subscribe to our channel. Like this video if you like it.
Do everything good.
Yes. So that we can get
comment.
You more content and, you know, bring you a better class of show.
Yeah, and bring us money. Just kidding.
Right. Thank you for watching. And follow us so that we can get you all the news quickly.
And you can watch my weird photos.
As soon as it happens.
Yeah.